not what you wanted, but how good was it to see the turnovers, takeaways come back for your defense?
It was good to see. The last couple of weeks, we really spent a lot of time in practice emphasizing turnovers, doing different drills. And we've been close. I remember Cincinnati game, we had a lot of balls on the ground. We just weren't able to get them. But this game, just to get the turnover, the interception by Chris, to get the score by Justin, I mean, that was big for us. So it was good to see.
What did it say about Justin being able to slide in the slot corner, do what he did?
You know, he did a great job. We put a lot of pressure on him. We had a couple different packages ready to go, but our main package was to play him at the nickel position. And, I mean, he was covering Landry, he was covering Steels, he was covering all those guys. And he did a great job. I mean, he had a couple plays in there. Obviously, he could have made, but overall, I was really impressed what he was able to do with the week worth of work at the nickel position.
What did you see from Roby in that regard? It looks
like that might have
been his best game.
Yeah, Roby, you know, he had 5 PBUs. He had the forced fumble and the fumble recovery, and that fumble recovery he forced. That's what we've been doing in practice. So it was good to see him take it from the practice field to the game. But he did some impressive things. We still want to be more consistent, and there was a couple of plays here and there. But overall, felt like he stepped up and did a good job filling in for Tlaib.
I know you had high expectations for Justin at the beginning of the season, but is he even better than you could have thought at this part of the season?
He keeps getting better week in and week out. You can just see the versatility, playing the safety position, high and low, moving him to the nickel position, playing dime. And we drafted him. That's what we saw. We saw a guy that had the versatility to do whatever we wanted to do and create the matchups we wanted to create. So you guys are starting to see that show up.
With Derek Wolf out and Domitaz return uncertain, it would seem to open up the door potentially for DeMarcus Walker to get some opportunities at the end. Is it good for you guys to be able to see him at that position in the final quarter of this season?
Yes. You know, he's been back and forth between the playing inside and playing the outside linebacker position. But we feel like he's a hybrid type of player. So just to be able to evaluate him playing inside these last couple games is big for us to see where he's at right now.
Is part of you talked about him being a hybrid, like figuring out body wise, is that going to be a focus of the offseason?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Because you want to be lighter, you know, playing the outside linebacker position because of the things we ask you to do from a coverage standpoint. But inside, you got to be big enough to hold up. He's more of a situational pass rusher right now, and we'll just have to see how we can play him just in terms of playing outside linebacker, or is he just an interior lineman?
Do you expect to get more work out of him the rest of the season, or is that just guys
Yeah, it's part of the process. You know, we're evaluating to see where Pecco's at, just in terms of his availability for this week's game. But he's definitely in the plans based on what happens.
When you look back to last year, the games that Roby started against Oakland, you know, when he kind of struggled a little bit, falling into the league, what has he improved most on to let him have some issues?
Yeah, his coaches have done a good job with him, just really focusing on technique. Roby will get in trouble sometimes if his technique's not right. But as long as his technique's right, athletically, he can cover anybody in this league. So just really being disciplined with what he's doing.
Did you see a different level of engagement with him?
Oh, yeah. He was definitely – you know, he's not a big talker, but you can see it in his eyes. We made a couple plays just kind of saying, hey, I can do this. And that's what we need from him. I mean, in his eyes, I don't know how he sees it, but in the NFL, you play with three corners a lot more than you do in base personnel. So to us, he's a starter. But I think in his mind, to be able to start in base and sub was good for him, good for his confidence.
It's just
whether it's a press technique, whether it's off technique, how we're playing thirds, you know, things of that nature. You know, at times he'll get out of whack a little bit and not maybe be in the best possible position. So we're just really focusing on him, just putting himself in the best position and playing clean technique.
And talking to players this week, guys who are staying positive, obviously you mentioned Domitaz.
Yeah.
Bond's name keeps coming up. How have you seen him deal with this season and, you know, what would seem to be understandable frustration of being double and triple team?
Yeah, you know, he's handled it well. Teams are doing all type of crazy things to really take care of him. But he's had his production. But I think overall he's really been a good leader for us in the classroom and on the field because he just keeps telling guys, just keep doing your job and just keep making the plays you're supposed to make and things will work out. So with everything going on, obviously it's disappointing, but he's been a positive influence on the entire defense.
Everyone looks to the sacks, but is his performance still similar to a year ago?
Yeah.
His impact on the game when you guys analyze the film?
Yeah, we get our stuff from our analytics guys, and right now he's the most disruptive player at his position in the NFL in terms of quarterback pressure, sacks, when you look at the entire picture. So he's still getting it done, and he draws attention. If they're going to pay that much attention to block him, then we got one-on-ones on the other side, and those guys have to win.
Shelby's shown some flashes over the course of the year, but what are you hoping he does these last 4 weeks filling in for?
The same thing. Just continue to be a good pass rusher for us because he'll get some one-on-ones. So, again, if they're doing things to take care of Vaughn and now he's getting one-on-one inside, that's going to help us in terms of getting pressure on the quarterback. So, hopefully it continues along the same path.
What does his long-term future look like after this year?
I tell you what, I can't really see past today. So, you know, it's just always an evaluation process. That's something we'll deal with, at the end of the season. But to me, he's really helped himself, what he's done from the preseason throughout the regular season.
How do you use your analytic guys to help you call games?
It's really more through VJ. Just based on certain situations that happen, they meet every week with VJ, just covering different scenarios that possibly could happen. Some of our calls are based on those situations, but I'll get some advice from those guys based on what's happening.
With the three takeaways this last week, is there anything coaching wise you can use to build on that, to add to, say, right position, that type of stuff?
Keep doing the same thing. You know, if you play your technique and rush and coverage works together, sometimes a ball will just come your way, and that's what happened on Sunday. So we just got to continue to do the same things.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Joe.